A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, February the 13th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kips Dube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the decision by FIFA to expel Zimbabwe from the 2018 World Cup qualifying tournament.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
Live Talk, as usual, goes out to Zimbabwe on our 919 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com. www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the expulsion of Zimbabwe from competing in the 2018 World Cup competition.
The Zimbabwe Football Association, or ZIFA, says it will launch an appeal after the country was thrown out of the 2018 Russia World Cup qualifiers on Thursday for failing to pay its former national coach.
FIFA's disciplinary committee said it took the action after caught as a result of the non-payment of an outstanding debt by Zimbabwe to Brazilian coach Jose Claudinei Jorginho, better known as Valinhos, who left the job in 2008. Former Zimbabwe international Bruce Grobbelaar believes players will leave the country as a result of the team's expulsion from the 2018 World Cup.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, we're looking forward.
Wonguka Gibbs, na sitra uti tinget chitaura, ne nya ye navu. Zvirikunzirizwa neFIFA ZIFA yadzingwa iyo makwikwi 2018 World Cup ichanotambirwa iyo kuRussia nenyaya yekuti yakatadza kubhadhara murayiridzi wayo wekuBrazil Valinhos. Asi tiri kunzwa kuti ZIFA yazivisa nhasi kuti ichadzokera kuFIFA ichikumbira kuti iregererwe. Tida kuona kuti zvinenge zvichifamba sei tichienda mberi Gibbs.
Yes, unokandaba lingatichona njani sewasa venyu vanenge venyu lapa basonde bafile sibili sizwile ke ukuthi izifa sokuthi ukutama uriya zahambe kunguqu elaba khona iWorld Cup ka 2018 akusamela ngabe bekhona bayahambe khona ngale bathi ke lokhu kulandela ukuthi ucoach kazangabhadalwe siyamkhumbula ucoach lona weBrazil okuthiwa nguValinhos ukanya ngazani kwahlupa ukuthi abhadalwe izifa kwasokhandiswa khona kuFIFA disciplinary hearing. Lapa wakulunywa kona uti, ubaba leo kumela patalwe. Loba singa wazuti imalini kutuwa sizwile ke umnumza nuku Bruce Grobbelaar. Nisa mkumbula leo nkwa ya Liverpool, vela kwa le Zimbabwe. Wakalikakela kuna ngale la kwa Islanders. Siti kono kukwenza gala yo kungani akukambi kahle. Uti kwa hezi, uti amanyama dhali, betkine besea dhali la amanyama azwe. So sunuguzwa nganu kuti kambe litini, wakono kukuti ipola le Zimbabwe ungani sele abu ele mufa. Okumangalisa ayo, nesungumwa lesa stito FIFA. Kuti bangasahambi ke ku 2018 ku World Cup kuma qualifiers. So ke ngalifuna ukungena kuhlelo khona manje nasi nombolo 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, lifuna kanye selifuna khona ngapha uZulu kandaba khulumani sizwe yekunjalo futhi
Gibbs, I think we have our first guest. That is Amin Somapiri, a former Highlanders and Warriors player. Amin Soma, good evening.
Hello,
Wunjani. Ngiyaphila. gives.
Yes.
Baba Wampirisi atabuti namhlanje sichumene lapha ukuthi sikhulume ngomdlalo wenguqu ubona ngapha ukuthi ama-Warriors asexotshiwe khona ngale ke ku-2018 World Cup. Ikambe ungathi ukubona njani kolokhu Baba Phiri? Ungakufaka ngesikhiwa ukufaka langesindebele?
Hayi, into le iyazisa ubuhlungu ngoba kathesi nxa kukuthi kona sesi-eliminatiwe singazange sidlala ibhora ngenxa yokuthi kunesikweleti esasifuna ukubhadala. Kubuhlungu kakhulu ukuthi kwezinto enjalo. But mina into engiyibonayo yikuthi ebhoreni vele kakuniti usinida abantu abakabadlala ibhora. Umuntu unxa umchathiwe vele kufanele umbhadale. Akulunganga vele ukuthi umuntu why should you umuntu unxa umchathile lavumelana ukuthi ungambhadali. But iproblem ekhona yikuthi yona uValinos uqatshwe ngonyatanga. Onyatanga bathi izikweledi betshele omunye umuntu ukuthi abhadale. But izinto zakhona bayakhuluma yini. Iproblem yethu ekhona yikuthi khona xa uvele wena uvele ukweleda fanele ubhadale. Angithi kathesi ulizwe selisela abantu abambalwa. Abantwabethu abasadlali. Abantwana bethu bazayekela njani ukudlala ibhora ngoba kathesi ukuthi abantwana bezala ibhora kathesi kuyibhizinesi. Xa engasabonakalanga edlala ku-World Cup, ingcebe sizakhwalifya nje. So something must be done. If you are owing someone, you have to pay him. And akuhlubi unxa uvelele sikweleti umuntu banomtshela ukuthi ngizakubhadala two cents. Kulokhu uthi uphonguthula ulokhu uyelakanisa izikweleti, why should senza kenandalo? Iproblem ela esilayo lapha eZimbabwe yokuthi we are not evolving football people. Kungena abantu abafuna ukwenza amabhizinesi abo. Why are they not evolving abantu bebhora abazabakwazi ukuthi kona uValinos lo maybe was not good enough. Who employed him in the first place? Now yena kathesi has got the last laugh. Wozi kathesi asiseko ku competition singazanga sizwele sidlale kwe-elimination.
So ke yes, siyakuzwa Baba Phiri, ubambe khonapho ungayikatshana. So what Mr. Phiri is saying, blessing here, is that you know, if you employ a person, you have to pay that person. So he says it appears as if the Nyantanga executive actually hired Valinos. So at the end of the day, what are they saying about the issue? They should open up and tell the public what is going on. He further said that if you know, Zimbabweans are not participating in the World Cup, it means that players from Zimbabwe won't be spotted by scouters. So if you have got other players being featured out there, they'll be spotted, obviously. But Zimbabweans are at a disadvantage right now. He says if you owe somebody, you can give him, you know, 2 cents, maybe at a given kind of installment that you agree on. So I think he's got a point there.
Indeed. For those of you who are just joining us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the decision by FIFA to expel Zimbabwe from the 2018 World Cup. The World Cup in 2018 will be played in Russia. We now have the ZIFA spokesperson on the line. That's Mr. Kolisani Gwesela. Mr. Gwesela, good evening.
Good evening, how are you?
We are doing great. Now, Mr. Gwesela, it's not very clear what's happening with this debt. Just tell us, who employed Valinos and when and why was he not paid?
Yes, I can confirm that Mr. Valinos was employed during Mr. Wellington Nyatanga's era, around 2008, and the current board inherited the debt. He has been unable to pay this debt because the association is currently grappling with a number of financial challenges. And these financial challenges have been worsened by the economic climate in this country.
Thank you for that clarification, because I think some newspaper reports are not being fair on Mr. Cuthbert Dube. I think it's an all-out attack on him. Without understanding the background of this. Gibbs.
Mr. Kosela, how much money are we talking about here? I think we are not being told here how much money is owed. How much is it?
The figure is $67,000.
And now how did it accrue to that level? So he was never paid?
Yeah, I made you understand that you have never paid. When the current administration came in 2010, there was no handover, takeover. They did not know the debt that had been incurred by the previous administration. The debt just became something new to the current administration.
Why was there no handover, takeover?
We are made to believe that there were efforts by the board then for handover, takeover, but the previous administrators did not come to present a handover, takeover.
And there are reports that you are going to appeal. Is this what you are going to do?
I can confirm that the General Secretary, Mr. Mashinga, is already engaged with the office of the General Secretary of FIFA, Mr. Jerome Vaux, to look at various avenues which we can pursue for Zimbabwe to be restored back to their status.
But 60,000 is not a lot of money, Mr. Gwesela. What's happening?
60,000 is not a lot of money, my brother. But as we are away from 2010, the association has been facing a lot of financial challenges. There are some teams, the junior teams, that even failed to send to fulfill some assignments. They've been failing, they've been struggling because of the financial climate.
Thank you, Mr. Gwesela. Please do stay on the line.
Baba, soma pili. Umlalele lapho Gwesela. Ekhuluma ukuthi kule 67,000 engazange ingene esikhwameni sikaValinos. Kodwa nxa sukhangela pili, sure, asikhulumi iqiniso lapha baba. Izifa lapha singathini ngayo. Abazange benze i-handover, takeover. Kwaphonga uba nje kuthiwa phula ukuhlu. Sengikhona ehofisini. Kambe kuhamba njani khonapho?
Yeah, I'm saying it's not fair for someone not to be paid his money. If you are engaging someone, surely that person has got a family, has got the needs, that executive who was there, they should pay him his money. That is the most important thing that one should do. What I'm saying about this is, how could you just go in and in the fold and then you commit yourself and then you say, yeah, you there was no handover, takeover? It doesn't make sense. It doesn't really make sense. If you are telling people that you there was no handover, takeover, but surely there must be someone who's up there in the background who will tell you that we are owing so much and so much. But now, because there's Matinda is being hot, no man Mapota is not is being hot, and recently there's Ben Koroa is being hot. When will these monies be paid? And these people, they've got families, they've got problems that they need to cover. So it doesn't make sense for one to say, you just got into the office and the problems that were there before, you don't know them. How seven, look.
Baba Kosela,
you should engage football people. Now, as I'm talking, I know the people who are being old. Gibson Omela is still old now. Sande Marimo is still old now. And those people are maybe, they're in the list of being paid their money. But why do you engage people who are coming from afar, when you know definitely that in your coffers you don't have anything? Why don't you take your own people and then you negotiate whatever you have, whatever you are supposed to give him? It's better for a local person. He won't be as a problem as this person who is coming from afar. We have got Gibson Omela. He's still there, guys. Then Sande Marimo, the Shepherd Murate, they are football people, and they know what is all about in Zimbabwe. Because in Zimbabwe, you can't blame anyone, because everything is difficult. But if you engage your own person, it's better.
Thank you very much.
What I'm saying now, they owe Ian Koroa. Ian Koroa is being old man. He had a wonderful tournament in Chad. He was sucked off I hear he's being owed money and he's suing Zifa. We don't know who the other person is being owed. So why don't we negotiate with these people and let's get away of employing these people who are coming from afar. We've got all our own people who can do the job.
Yeah,
so
okay, Mr. Piri, yes.
This guy must be given his money.
Thank you, Mr. Piri. We'll come back to you shortly. Maybe let's take a caller or we ask Mr. Kwesela to react to whatever.
Tinozozo kwakwarwa Kwesela rikaitende kuna vashumba. Makadi vashumba.
Tifara yenyu ishe.
Aiwa tiripo. Muri kuona sei nyaya yekuti Zimbabwe yadzingwa.
Zvinorwadza vakuru vangu. Nyaya iripo ndekuti apa taitokumbira hurumende kuti yaitawo chipi in something. Yainge ita bailout nendi Zifa iyoyo. I think zvaiita. Pana deputy minister we sport and education mai vaitaura kuti handizvina nekuti tiri tinhingirike tidzinge dhube tibudise munhingi saka vatofara manje kuti hachaparticipata muworld cup Zifa, I mean, hurumende ngaite chipin kuti havagorerukirwawo izvi pane kunguva pa tichingotaura tikuruza tisi manje maspectators masupporters amini
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vashumba
ndizvo taida kungotaura hangu kuti hurumende ngaibetsere kubhadhara zvinhu izvi mari yacho ishomana 67,000 irikutaurwa izvi nomaformer coaches vari kutaurwa munomu ngavabhadhare mari dzavo
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vashumba tinotenda.
Thank you very much.
Okay, of course, Mr. Shumba is saying the government must actually chip in to help Zifa settle this debt, Gibbs.
Silomnumzana ke uWillard Moyo kobulawayo. Baba Moyo, ungawutshona njani?
Tshonile Mtembo, utshona njani?
Hayi, sitshonile Baba Moyo. Ye, nathi udaba ungathini, baba?
Lolu daba luyasethusa, lusukumisa izinwele ukuthi potina abasekeli bomdlalo wenguqu sokuza sesizasala sizinkedama ngenxa yabantu bezifa laba yikho kwenzakalani kahle ngoba ungathi uyakhangela uzabona ukuthi izifo yona leyi sike siyakhumbula ukuthi vele iFIFA ike yakhuluma ngokuthi sizabhana i-football eZimbabwe sizafaka ukungasebenzile eZimbabwe ukungenela kukamama lo ongu-deputy minister lo isikhathi esidlulileyo la thina belokhu sikhangelane lokho lakhonoko ukuthi nxa i-government sifuna ukungenela entweni zebhora iFIFA isitshinga lapho sesibuya sisizokunye de singakunanzeleli ukuthi kathi kuvela ngaphi kayingenele ihulumende lapho ibhadala isikweledi leso kuzama ukukhululiswana ibhola lethu lihambile phambili nxa sesingasangeni ku-2018 ibhora yethu inceda ngani po sokuyibhora nje uphonga ukuthona sidlala lapha sikhohlisana kungalapho esiya khona ngaphandle komhlaba
so-ke akukhulume lo government size ukuthi ungathini khonapho nxa umcele ukuthi angene khonapho
baba
ungacela uhulumende ukuthi ayenze njani akukhulume la uhulumende
ngicela ukuthi uhulumende ikakhulu layo u-board chairman anti ngubaba lo uDube kathi indaba ningambizanga khonapho ubehola imali eziningi uDube ule mali eningi kakhulu ungathanda le mpahla azigqoka ule mali izimota zakhe ziningi ukuhamba ngemali kancedise la imali lezi anathi ezihola bazame ukuthi balungisise khonapho wabisele ugovernment laye azama ukuthi khona acela izimali zemithelo zona ezesizikhiphayo lapha angenise khonapho ibhola yiyo i-industry esiyithembileyo esigcina iingqondo zethu zilibele labafana ama-youth abatsha iingqondo zihlala zilibele nxa ngomdlalo wenguqu so kaba abazama ukuhlanganisa sibili njengamadoda njengoba bebababusayo befake khonapho into ziye phambili
awuboni ke siyabonga kakhulu baba Moyo khona ngapho ke kobulawayo ungathina lakusasa baba
siyabonga
kakhulu. So Mr. Moyo is worried. He's saying, you know, what is really going on in Zifa, you know? So he says they were not waiting for this at any given moment. So he says government should chip in and try to bail out maybe. And he says Mr. Cuthbert Dube, he may help as well. Maybe he's got some bit of money. So he says, please, you know. So he's very unhappy.
Let's go back to Mr. Kwesela. Mr. Kwesela, the issue of the payments and the appeal. The Herald is reporting that this decision cannot be appealed. Is it true? I think we are having a problem there with that line. We'll try to call him back. But we have several messages here, Gibbs, on WhatsApp, Facebook.
Yes.
People are responding. Let's go to WhatsApp first. Tauro says, I think it is a good decision because when you employ someone, you must pay. It's a bad habit to use people for nothing. If they do not have money, they were supposed to employ local coaches. Crispin says, we, or I in brackets, no longer worried about our local league. Phineas says, I don't think it is necessary for FIFA to throw out the Warriors. Clyde says, it is unfortunate that FIFA rules don't allow government interference in football affairs. Otherwise, the Minister of Sport would have fired Zifa a long time ago. Clifford says, it is right to act upon reneging associations, and it's an example for future rulings. Chipo says, Zimbabwe, Zifa leadership is a disgrace to the nation, a disgrace. Talent says, Zifa irikuisa kupi mari instead of paying the coach. The country will see the impact of poor administration as a result of this. Brenham says, being out of the competition is not a major blow because it reduces a lot of money which was going to be wasted by the teams. As we all know, they never perform anything better. Zola says, ngai dzingwe, apana bora raino tamba, avarairi dzike, kana vachitamba, avagone. We saw it coming. Zifa Che and this team of board of directors are to blame. They misused the funds. And Dominic says, it is not proper. I think they just hate us. I don't know what Dominic is referring to. Whether it's FIFA, Zifa, or, you know.
Yeah. You can hear him. So now, on Facebook, we've got several messages too. Blessing. We've got one message from Brian who writes, Zifa has destroyed football in Zimbabwe. Then I've got Iso Mutsungi who says, the ban does not matter because Zimbabwe has been failing over the years to deliver the goods in such tournaments. Then I've got Emmanuel who says, whenever you employ people, just pay them, period. Then Stanford Masunda writes, this is very, very painful. I am disappointed.
I think we now have Mr. Gwesela. There was a problem with this line. Mr. Gwesela?
Yes, in corner.
Yes. Now, Mr. Gwesela, the Herald was reporting that the decision by the chief executive officer, Mr. Mashinga Idze, to appeal is an exercise in futility because FIFA has ruled that this is a final decision and there's no appeal.
The final decision that was being referred to was the decision that was passed, that is, Zifa has to pay Valinos. There are two decisions here. One, decision by Zifa, telling Zifa to pay the debt, and decision that was passed for Zifa's failure to respect Zifa's decision. So the decision that was referred to as final was the decision that Zifa has been forced to pay Mr. Wagner's debt. Not the decision, not the failure for Zifa to support the decision. I don't know if you're getting right.
So essentially, you are saying you can appeal.
The decision of Zifa to expel Zifa is not final. So it should be appealed against it. Yes.
I think that's clear. Thank you so much.
In any case, we are aware, if there's any legal process, that legal process is subject to an appeal. That's normal for all legal processes.
Thank you.
Mr. Kosela, are you still on the line?
I'm still there.
Mr. Kosela, I think you heard Mr. Somapiri talking about some of the people that are owed by Zifa. And he mentioned certain names.
Yes.
Mr. Matinda Ndlovu, Norman Mapeza, Gibson Homela, we've got Sandy Marimo, Shepard Murape, Ian Korowa, and most probably Metembe Ndlovu. How much money is owed to all these people? And how are you going to pay?
cannot say the money, all the money, and so as we are aware sometimes, it's just unethical to say, I owe this man to this money are salary issues. Salary issues are confidential.
No, let's say total, the total amount being owed. Total amount.
Let me explain this. The trend worldwide is that the national teams are funded by their respective governments and the corporate statements. However, in Zimbabwe, it is a different scenario altogether. Every year, we approach the government with our budget. But the government is constrained. It is also financially constrained. Government has said that we are constrained. We want to help you. We understand your plight. But we are not able to help you. Yes, these problems that we are in now. If you look at 16 teams at the participated, recent AFCON, all the 16 teams get the funding from their respective governments. But we don't get this particular funding in Zimbabwe. Here's our dilemma.
Thank you very much. Ngabuzo uphili one buzo. Eh baba Phili ungathi ngakho ukukhuluma ngokwesene ngamafutshane baba.
Ngiyamuzwa ubaba ugwesela osimini akukhulumayo. Athi qinise likhona lapha baba Dube ukuthi ukuthi umuntu nxa uvele umkolota kufanele ukuthi umbhadale. I-problem mina engiyibona kakhulu ukuthi in our association kulokulwa we are fighting kakhulu. Kulokulwa ukuthi ubani ungena ubani, ubani ungena ubani, but we are not fighting for one cause. I-problem esilayo. Izikwelede lezo vele ngezazakalayo. Kanti izikwelede zakhona zona lezo, why don't you engage a partner which is the government? Kuhambe kuhle i-government izona nelezifa owenzela ukuthi yonke into kube yi-flow. Kube ukuthi nxa ukuthi uyakweleda, ukwelede yena lo kube nomuntu onguye ozakunjani ozaba ngugaranto wakho. So banezi mina msebenzi ukuthi yule kathi ngusebenza njani when you don't have a guarantor. Izifa is under kule hulumende, kule minister of course. Those people should be looking after these affairs ukuthi hayi ndoda wena sezokubhataleni izimali lezi. Wena kube into internal between yourself. But kathele ukuthi sa ukuthi ukhuluma lokhu akusebenzi madoda ngoba ebabana abantu laba fanele sibabhadale izimali lapho. Kuyangisa ukuthi uthathe umuntu umbise phandle, umthathe phandle utoni uzamnye imali akaqale umuntu azabaleki eza kubophise. And isikwelede sakhona sesinxa uza kukhuluma wena usithi khona uza aphila. Uza aphila wena ukwazi isikwelede ngaphandle nxa usithi wena isikwelede wona wambhadala. But nxa uvele wena usithi uza aphila usithini. Singavuki ngomunwe lapha because ngabantu abadala la. Singavuki ngomunwe. Those people should be paid. And akunegotiate. But my problem, main problem, angifuni ukukhuluma amangungu. Angifuni ukusola because what is the current zifa already ekhona. As you, they are not to blame for isikwelede lesi esikhona. So isikwelede lesi, bona bathi bengena, babe sithi bazasiphatha kanjani. They have acquired more than what undoda lowo ngoba is 67,000. Imali encane ngendlela engibona ngayo. Ngendlela ubaba uDube angena ngazo, wayetransporta iZimbabwe ihambise emazweni esebenzisa izimali zakhe.
Ngikubamba umlomo khonapho.
Ngiwabhadala izikwelede kuqala.
Ye, ngikubamba umlomo khonapho, Mr. Phili. Ye, mbona zalo lo muntu ofuna. So he's saying, in the first place, when they took over, how did they think they were going to, manage to pay this kind of debt?
That's a problem. I think we'll come back to Mr. Ugwesel about that. Regarding Mutura Mwemtereri, Mkoma Peter Magadi. Mkoma Peter, Ndlauti Mumbo, Orambe, Makabata, Trikuzo, Kwamuri. Mr. Ugwesel and Mr. Mintsoma Piri, please do stay on the line. And, of course, for our radio listeners, unfortunately, it ends here. But the good news is that we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube, Mr. Promise on the line in Namibia. Please hang on there. We are coming back to you. This is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C. Stay tuned.